Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pump Trent Pie. It's courtesy of Paul Garaventa, who said, "Remember, this country was built on stolen land. Celebrate with family, friends today, and be cognizant of our past." He said it on Thanksgiving.
Yes, but that holds true every day.
Still, it turns out
founded
on stolen lands.
You have pumpkin pie? Did you eat pumpkin pie?
I did. I ate some pumpkin pie. It was the hit. Everybody liked the pumpkin pie.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Store-bought.
There you go.
A lot of store-bought food this year.
And I had a pumpkin pie that someone described as so rustic.
Rustic?
Yeah, it was so, and it wasn't even like in a way that was trying to be like an asshole. Like, whoa!
There were just like some twigs and leaves
they're
in
like,
there.
This thing is rustic, man. It's like something out of the 1700s.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did you make it? Did it have bits of pumpkin?
It was like, it was a store-bought one.
But it just felt rustic.
But the vibe was so rustic to this guy. So I was like, man, I just like when people really just commit to like a description like that, that like is just confusing to 99% of other people.
Yeah. Just feeling good and loose from all the turkey.
There's a wooden stirring spoon still in here. Ah, rustic. And a roof shingle.
It's a hat buckle.
And one of those big old shotguns that look like a trumpet on the end.
Those couldn't have been very accurate.
You were just spraying the fuck out of whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that are trending. Apple is trending, and not because it's everyone's second favorite pie behind pumpkin.
Because I had a sugar bee apple.
Yeah, you did.
And Jack,
I was scared. Like you sent the box. I was nervously anticipating your review, and they lived up to the hype.
Yeah, it was wild too, because you missed Rowan, our guest on the other day, who's like wrote a book on apples. And
what?
I was like, yes. I was like, fuck. Man, Jack, it's like the absolute worst day. The apple momentum on this show
to keep us apart.
Was just way too strong. But anyway, Apple Computers, where Tim Apple, as we all know, is the CEO, they are basically, Elon is having a little argument over there. I think a lot of this happened after like rumors were swirling that Apple may, like, there was a potential for it to be pulled from the App Store. And then he said, he tweeted, Apple has also threatened to withhold Twitter from its App Store, but won't tell us why. It's because of the unmoderated hate speech that is just flying through this app. That's why. That's what's going right. on.
Yeah.
And then it's been kind of a long back and forth. Like earlier or like late last week, he was like, you know, I could build my own phone anyway. And like all his fanboys were like, yeah, Elon, show him how easy it is to build a phone. Sir. Motherfucker can't even build a car that doesn't blow apart or drive over people. Like, let's take things one day at a time. But anyway.
I mean, please, though, that would be great if he just started focusing on building that phone and stopped just
right.
retweeting with crying eyes emoji, crying laughter emoji, every right-wing talking point.
That would
Yeah.
The other thing is so funny. Like, the fanboys are all like, dude, if Tim Cook does this and pulls Twitter from the Apple store, we're switching to Android. And my family is all Apple. We will do it. You're like, wow. Okay. Good, whatever you need. But like, I think now a lot of people are pointing the fact that it looks like very sloppy troll shit from Elon, where like a lot of people suspect that Apple came to him in private and was like, look, man, you gotta like do something about the unmoderated shit or like we're not gonna be able to fuck with you. And right. then turns into, yeah, they're actually full of shit, blah, 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 blah. It's wild because the other side of it, too, is Apple like already knows that the European regulations are much more strict than in the United States. And I think Apple's also there. Like a lot of people are saying, like, Apple's also concerned with like running afoul of the like European
EU.
Union.
Yeah,
because they have legit laws that are like, no, this is illegal. Like this app. So fuck out of here. So I don't know.
And their laws aren't just like. You know, you can't just rich guy your way out of their laws, it seems like. I mean, you probably
you
can,
kinda can,
but it's
but
harder.
Harder,
it's harder
definitely
than
harder.
In the United States.
Enough that American business people go, uh-oh, you don't want to mess with it. I wouldn't play with the European regulators if I didn't have to.
But I do feel like you could argue him into committing to something really... I guess people already have with the purchase of Twitter, but like he just seems like he's willing to be argued into... You know, a complete career digression by shit posters, essentially.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Keep shit posting. Get it. Get them to focus on making a bad phone. That bricks on everyone like his cars.
Get him. Yeah.
Do.
And get him to make another album or something. Just like get him like really energized in a way that it isn't gonna like fuck with people's day to day lives.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, new Elon SoundCloud single just dropped.
Yeah. And also, Super Producer Anna Hosnia pointed out that the Twitter Brussels office that dealt with EU regulations just closed, or you know, everybody either got fired or quit. So
is it
going to
be the thing where you do like when it completely shits the bed? You're like, you see all the haters and like the regulator's office like tried to shut us down. So anyway,
right? Yeah.
Hey, y'all got like $40 billion I could borrow.
Right. Cocaine Bear is trending, because. There is a poster out about this meme. I guess it was a true story. That became a meme.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it in its early phase when we first learned of cocaine, the bear who ate like a, what is it, like a 180-pound bag of cocaine or some shit.
Yeah. So the extent of the story is that a cocaine smuggler dropped a bunch of cocaine out of a plane, leapt after it. To try and recover it, his mm-hmm. parachute malfunctioned, so he didn't make it. And then a bear found the just massive amounts of cocaine, ate a bunch of it, and died.
Yeah.
So that's the synopsis.
That's what we know about Cocaine Bear. Now, You know, fucking O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s in it, Kerry Russell, Jesse Tyler Frum. I'm like, I don't care. What about Cocaine Bear? Which is so wild. Because people, like, the fucking poster looks like a bear that is, like, a Marvel superhero that's a cocaine-powered bear.
Yeah, it's a bear in the midst of, like, the last run in Scarface, where he's, like, super-powered on cocaine and just, like, inhaling bullets. Like, just...
And it's like...
Unkillable.
It's so aggro. That's what I'm like. This fucking poster would have you believe it's about the coolest bear from 1986 in Miami.
Right.
Who was just like
it also appears to, like the idea is that the poster, he seems to have cocaine like bouncing off of him. So
or
it
exploding
that,
off of who knows?
Yeah, exploding off of his fur. Like it suggests that the cocaine literally landed on him and acted like gamma radiation did to the Hulk and just gave him powers.
Yeah.
Are
people gonna be upset when they see that the film? That's what I'm like, I'm trying to understand what the excitement is. Cause I think most people are just excited for the idea of cocaine bear.
Right.
Just as a two-word combination.
It's a great two-word combination. One of our best, like one of the English language's best two-word combinations is cocaine bear.
Yeah. Exactly. Like pizza party. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what? Okay. Cocaine bear? Now that sounds like a cool bear. And are they just going to be so... That's what I'm like, I think people love the poster, love the idea, and it'll be one of those things like they watch and like, what the fuck is this about? Like, where's the fucking bear on cocaine? That's not that's not until the third act.
Like, do you think they'll fictionalize some like run that the bear went on before, like after eating the cocaine and before dying? Where
but then, Jack,
the bear,
is that even a movie?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, it could be a cartoon or something, but the bear just like parties really hard for 48 hours.
Yeah, like then, suddenly, you're just watching, minding your own business, and then like the bear just sniffs a little bit of cocaine, and then this music like starts playing in the background. You're like, what the fuck? The bear's starting to lift weights?
Yeah.
And how did it get a turntable? Okay. Anyway, that's a funny movie, but that's on the poster, so we'll fill in the blanks for those of you that go see it with your real eyes.
It does sound like it's just a subgenre of like a type of party monster that is like really not fun to be around. You know,
right?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy's actually a cocaine bear. You want to steer clear of him after midnight. Things get weird.
You know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, Fox News is going to fucking use that cocaine bear for like a Chiron for some stupid story of like Hunter Biden or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know that shit.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
Just to be like, they did it. They did it. Fuck it. Yeah. They did it.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano in Hawaii, is erupting for the first time since 1984, and local hazards include lava flows, ash, and tephra fall, and heavy vog, which I guess is volcanic fog. I didn't know that was a thing, but everybody in Vogs. Hawaii,
okay,
stay safe out there.
Yeah, pictures look freaking out of this world when just out in your dark sky, this red light shooting up in the air.
Yeah.
Woo.
So there was a big box office story this weekend, two kind of big ones. One feels like bullshit. So a movie called Strange World came out, which was news to me. It
news
is
to me too. Everybody.
A new Disney movie. They didn't promote it to the degree that I haven't seen a single thing about it mentioned anywhere. The first news I'm hearing about it is that it flopped.
Starring Jabuki Young White.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge Jabuki fan. I think I'm mostly aware of big tentpole things that are coming out. But yeah, fucking the Strange World thing, it really didn't enter my mind until I saw that clip we talked about on Trends last week, or I think it was my tweet last week, of like Jake Gyllenhaal making a bad joke during the junket. And I was like, what movie is this for? And I'm like, Jabuki? And then I'm like, what? Playing like the first like out gay character in a Disney film? And then we're just hearing about it now. And I think there are many theories that seem to make sense as to why it's flopping, aside from the obvious one being homophobia.
Right. But that, yeah. I mean, it's so tough with these and bros and things like that, where it's like, well, the marketing was bad. But I'm sure it will be used as an argument both openly on Fox News, but also in boardrooms for
you
sure.
You go woke, you go broke shit. It's already, news at 11. Laura Ingraham's going to lead with it.
Yeah.
But you look at the amount of countries, though, that the film was outright banned in because of the LGBTQ themes in it. All of the Middle East, China, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, Turkey, Vietnam, East Africa, that's Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, West Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, the Maldives, Nepal, and Bangladesh. Jeez. And then Russia, obviously, they're saying, not given the geopolitical context, it was not submitted to Russia. But yeah, so I think what they're potentially, I think a lot of people were mentioning was like, well, China's a huge market. A lot of these markets are just closed off. Like, what's the point in advertising? But at this, you can still make money in these other places, Europe, the U.S. What the fuck?
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah, it always seems the argument against making progressive changes that would make you more money in Hollywood always seems to be like this self-fulfilling thing where they won't invest. They won't pull the trigger on a movie that doesn't star like a cishet white male, or they wouldn't for 100 years. And then you see the Sony leak emails where they're like, yeah, Denzel just can't open a movie. We've never tried, but we're just worried about it. Glass Onion, on the other hand, which is the Knives Out sequel, had a $15 million opening, which is new for a Netflix release that is coming to Netflix in December, but it's
just around the corner.
It made 15 million. The previous high for a pre-streaming was Red Notice with 1.25 million. So it's a pretty large opening for something that's about to be on Netflix anyway. And they didn't even like really release it very wide. So, I don't know. That could
I didn't even
be
see Knives Out.
What's that?
I didn't even see Knives Out.
Yeah, it was. Is it fine?
Good? I think everybody said it was like fun, or nobody said no. Don't watch it.
It was solid. It was just fine, and this one's supposed to be equally pretty solid. But I don't know. It does seem like, I don't know. I don't want movie theaters to die altogether, and I also don't want the only thing that happens there to be Marvel and DC movies.
Did you go to the superhero video hut?
Exactly.
We used to call those movie theaters or cineplexes in my day.
Yeah.
Oh, and which Spider-Man movie did they play on a loop there? None.
Anything like this where people actually went and saw a movie that people didn't think they were going to go see is, I think, good news. I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to the people that go to the movies.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
One thing about with Strange World, the last time they had a movie, quote unquote, flop, a lot of people were like, well, Lightyear didn't do well, this, that, and the other. And I think a lot of people point to the fact that, like, at first, remember, it was contentious because there was like a gay kiss in it or whatever. And then
it happened in the background.
Like to satisfy the censors in China, like they were able to cut that out.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and despite that, it still did bad. And I think with this one, they're just, a lot of people are saying like, it's just inextricably just part of the plot here. So there was just no way to please like these, you know, sort of backwards censors that are like, dude, what? He said what? And we got to get off fossil fuels? Oh, get the fuck out of here right now.
God, is that really how people took the flop of Lightyear? They should have just listened to me that it was
this was me reading a gnarly 2-star review from some neckbeard on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This one review from this asshole, TLDR, it's mid at best.
Right.
I'm not a right-leaning person at all. Which is why it
don't let the tactical gear and Oakley sunglasses with camo baseball hat fool you.
Yeah, he just said, which is why it pains me to actually see the quote woke liberal nonsense they love to talk about.
Oh my god.
Anyway,
it was a bad idea for a movie. Lightyear was a bad idea for a movie, guys. It was.
We all know that. Jack didn't know if it was about fucking Buzz Lightyear, about the character. It's about a movie within a movie. Look,
nobody knew that. It was like when it was first announced, we were like, but I don't understand. It's based on the real person that the toy is based on, but that doesn't. So will it be set in the 60s? Will it? What?
This is why Chappick went down.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
He never answered for that.
Anyways, I got a call with Iger, so we better wrap this up.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Biden Christmas is trending because he jumped the gun on Christmas.
According to Fox, these people are so fucking unserious and have nothing to do. I just want at 6 p.m., okay, on like whatever, the fucking Black Friday, I think it was. These people are like right before it. They lit up that motherfucking tree so quick, and they had the all-American tree lighting at Fox Square or whatever.
Yes.
And it was all this shit. People were like fake playing instruments like Pete Hegseth and shit. Like they were playing saxophones. It was, they had carolers and a big ass nutcracker and a fucking Santa Claus. I was like, what's
this
that
is Fox
man's
News
name?
Did that.
This is Fox News. Look at this shit. They're playing. They're like they're fake playing saxophones because it's how over the top this like Merry Christmas bullshit is.
Straight up Santa Claus is there. There's a giant nutcracker.
Ho 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 in it. Then because like Joe Biden was also putting up like decorations and shit. 3 hours later at 10, their Chiron said Biden White House jumps the gun on Christmas. Shut up.
Yeah.
There's nothing even else to say. You know, like, just aside from just how stupid that shit is, they're like, the Christmas thing. The fact is, like, I'm pretty sure Biden says shit like he says the demonic phrase Merry Christmas or whatever. So they're having a hard time.
Yeah, they got to come up with something.
Yeah. So cool.
Cool, Fox. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, November 28th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.